Unit 5.
Go with transportation.
Trains go on rails.
Who invented the steam engine?
In the 1700s, many inventors were working on the steam engine. In the 1760s, a scientist in England invented a way to put steam engines and wheels together. Soon, people had a new type of transportation, the steam locomotive.
What happened to the first steam locomotive?
An English engineer drove the first steam locomotive on a road, but it exploded.
Who invented railways?
In 1804, a locomotive carried about 70 passengers a short distance on some iron rails. It was the first railway. It was in England.
When did the first passenger railway open?
The first passenger railway opened in England in 1825. The first passenger train was called the Rocket. In the 1830s, countries all over the world started to build railways. After 50 years, railways covered most countries. Many train stations were built to make it easier for passengers to get on and off the trains.
How fast do trains go?
Early trains, like the Rocket, had a top speed of 50 kilometers per hour. Even the best steam locomotives were slow. They could only go about 80 kilometers per hour. Today's trains are much faster. They travel at about 240 kilometers an hour. The fastest trains can go 380 kilometers an hour.
Fascinating fact.
High-speed trains of the future will have no wheels. They will use magnetic forces or jet engines, and they will ride on air.
A plane ride.
Looking out of the window, so tiny. Always fogging up. Nothing in sight, only white and blue, the color of the sky. The seats are small. The seat belt keeps me in my chair. Almost there, the pilot says. We are descending, getting off the plane, so tired now. My body's sore, but it's okay. I have arrived in a whole new world. Adapted from a poem by Ryan Yu. Grade 7.
Driving cars.
What were the first cars like?
The first cars were built in the early 1800s. They had wooden wheels like wagons. They had steam engines like trains.
Who built the first motor car?
During the 1880s, a German engineer invented engines that used gas, not steam. People called these engines motors. Benz built the first motor car. It had three wheels. Another German engineer built motor cars with four wheels. Factories were built in Germany and France in the 1890s to make cars.
How fast did the first cars go?
At first, people thought cars were dangerous. In England, from 1865 to 1878, the speed limit was 6.5 kilometers per hour. A man with a red flag had to walk in front of the car.
Where were cars first mass-produced?
At first, only rich people could buy cars. Then Henry Ford in the U.S. began building small cars in large numbers. He opened a car factory in 1908. Cars were mass-produced there for the first time. After that, most families in North America could buy a car. In 1927, the factory closed. It had built more than 15 million cars. Henry Ford called his car the Model T Ford. All Model Ts were black. Henry Ford liked to say,
"You can have it in any color you want, as long as it's black."
Mass produce means to make a lot.
Up and up with rockets. When were rockets first used?
The first rockets weren't for space travel. They were fireworks. People in China invented fireworks thousands of years ago. Fireworks used gunpowder. The first guns also used gunpowder.
Who first thought of rockets for space?
In the 1800s, many writers thought about using rockets to travel in space. In the early 1900s, a school teacher from Russia first wrote about space travel. He knew that a rocket for space would need a lot of fuel. He thought of stacking many rockets on top of each other. As one rocket used up its fuel, the next rocket would fire. This is how rockets are built today.
Look, I have stacked these books on top of each other.
What kind of fuel is used in today's rockets?
Most of today's rockets use gasoline and liquid oxygen. Why oxygen? Because gasoline needs oxygen to burn. There isn't any oxygen in space. There isn't any air at all.
Do you remember what oxygen is? In the last unit, oxygen made the candle burn inside the jar. When the candle stopped burning. Who was the first man in space?
In 1961, the Soviet Union put the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin. In 1969, Neil Armstrong from the U.S. was the first man to walk on the moon.
Flying donuts.
Do you like my invention?
Danny has thought of a new kind of transportation. Presentation to the class. Last night, he went to bed very late. He was building his invention. He took an old backpack. Then he made two cardboard rockets. He painted them red and glued them onto the backpack. In the morning, on the way to school, he bought 10 donuts. Now, Danny is standing at the front of the classroom.
I would like to present my invention. It's called Flying Donuts. With my invention, you don't need an airplane to fly. First, you put on flying donuts. Then, you turn it on and jump into the air.
Okay, Danny, but why is it called flying donuts?
Look inside, see? I put 10 donuts in there.
What do the donuts do, Danny?
The donuts are the fuel. Every donut will carry you 1 kilometer. To go 10 kilometers, you need 10 donuts.
Will other types of food make the rockets go?
Yes, but donuts are best.
Why is that?
Because you can eat them when you get hungry.
Will Danny's invention really work? I don't know. And he used his imagination. You can too.